Peoria Chiefs Baseball is on the air. Peoria Chiefs Baseball is brought to you by these exclusive partners: Amarin, Caterpillar, CEFQ, and Health Alliance. And now we send it to the host of the Chiefs pregame show, Brendan Howe.
A very friendly good evening, baseball fans. Brendan Howe here, welcoming you into the Chiefs pregame show. A pleasure to have you with us here on a fine night from Dozier Park in downtown Peoria. We are getting ready for Game 3 of a six-game series between the Quad Cities River Bandits and, of course, our Peoria Chiefs. And as always, we'll give you a quick recap of what you may have missed from the ball game last night. As the River Bandits even the series at one game apiece, earning a 9-0 victory. They went wire-to-wire last night. Quad Cities would score in each of their first three trips to the plate last night, as eight of their nine starters drove in at least one run in the contest. Quite an impressive feat for an offense that has really been going as of late, and it's just been the pitching that's ailed them. But Juan Carlos Negret was the lone River Bandit who came up short of an RBI last night, but he'll get another shot at it this evening as he is once again back in the lineup. Some new faces for the River Bandits that we will get to when we read off the lineups a little bit later on in the pregame show. And for Peoria, it was, well, a night to forget, to say the least. And it was the third time they've been shut out in 2022, and they had just five hits as a club last night. Mike Antico, L.J. Jones, Jacob Buschberger, Francisco Hernandez, and Tommy Jew were the names who did pick up a hit. And although hits typically translate to a run, that's not the only way to produce runs, as the Chiefs have found out this year. They've actually converted their fair share of sacrifice flies with 23 of them. That not only leads the Midwest League, but they're also fourth in all of minor league baseball in that category. The Chiefs certainly not afraid to play some small ball, as Aaron Antonini has the most on the club with five to this point in the year. And of course, if you've been with us, you know this one. Patrick Anderson goes for win number 500 of his career tonight, and he aims to do it against the same organization that he started his coaching career with in the Kansas City Royals. How sweet of a full circle moment would that be for the Peoria skipper, huh? Two teams at the bottom of the division battled to gain some momentum here from Dozier Park tonight. A picture-perfect night for some baseball. Keep it here. We'll be back in a flash for more of the Chiefs pregame show after these words right here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
downtown Peoria from Dozer Park. We are minutes away from action in Game 3 of a six-game series. The Quad Cities River Bandits and the Peoria Chiefs. Brendan Howe here with you on the Chiefs pregame show. Gave you a little bit of a glimpse into the ball game last night. It was one to forget for the Chiefs, a 9-0 defeat as Quad Cities evened up this six-game set. One game aside, we'll take a look at the starting pitchers tonight. First for the Chiefs, it's Austin Love, who enters tonight's action. A record of 2-6 on the season and a 7.4 ERA. And while he had a solid month of May, his first outing after the calendar flipped to June was not as kind, surrendering 7 runs on 7 hits and was unable to get through 3 innings in Appleton against the Timber Rattlers. However, he's still shown that third-round potential, and he's one of only 2 Cardinals minor leaguers to rack up 10 or more strikeouts in a start this season. And the K per 9 is still a bright spot as well at 10.8 is where it sits currently entering action tonight. Certainly a guy that misses a lot of barrels when he's on. Chiefs certainly hoping for a solid outing out of Austin here tonight. On the other side for Quad Cities, it's the right-hander Eric Sarantola, a 6'5", fifth-round selection by the Royals in last year's draft. He has not yet earned a decision with Quad Cities, and the ERA sets a 2.45 entering play this evening. It was just 1 tally given up in his last outing against Beloit, scattering 4 hits over 3 2/3 innings. And while Sarantola has great movement to his pitches, he is prone to struggling a bit with his command. For example, in that aforementioned start against Beloit, he threw 61 pitches and just 37 of them found the strike zone. So the Chiefs will certainly look to flash that patience. We know they like to draw their walks. Certainly Mike Antico is a table setter for Peoria. We'll see him at the top of the order once again tonight. Speaking of starting lineups, let's meet them for tonight's contest. Brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Visit their Peoria location at 4530 North Brandywine Drive for all your battery needs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. For the Chiefs, they carry a record of 22-31 into action tonight. And the aforementioned Mike Antico will lead it off and play center field. Tyler Reichenborn behind him in the two-hole in left. Todd Lott in the three spot in right. Aaron Antonini in the cleanup slot doing the catching. Jacob Buschberger will bat fifth in DH. Thomas Francisco, the left-handed hitting first baseman, is back in the lineup tonight for the Chiefs. He will bat sixth. Francisco Hernandez behind him at second. Noah Mendlinger at the hot corner at third, batting eighth. And Mac Chambers, the switch-hitting shortstop, will round out the order and bat ninth, with Austin Love on the mound once again for the Chiefs. For Quad Cities, they picked up their 20th win last night. They're 20-33 now, entering Game 3 of this series. A bit of a shakeup in the River Bandits order. It goes as follows. Diego Hernandez a leadoff in center field. Parker Bates, first time we've seen him this series, he's in left. Gerard Gonzalez, the switch-hitting second baseman in the three spot. Cale Emshoff doing the cleanup hitting, and he'll be behind the plate as well doing the catching. Dylan Strum in the five-hole DHing. Juan Carlos Negrete in right field. Felix Familia at first base, followed by Morgan McCullough, the left-handed hitting shortstop. And Ruben DeJaquez, the switch-hitting third baseman, also a new entry for Brooks Conrad's squad, will bat ninth at third with Eric Sarantola on the bump. That's a look at the lineups as well as the pitching matchup. A nice night for baseball in downtown Peoria for Game 3 of this series. We have partly cloudy skies, some clouds scattered beyond the batter's eye in center. The flags in center field blowing somewhat steadily toward right field, although they've simmered down a little bit as we move toward first pitch. So that could be a factor again here tonight. It certainly was last night. I'm sure Cody and I will touch upon that as the broadcast goes on. We had a fair foul home run debate last night in the ballgame. And temperatures right around 80 degrees. Let's take a peek around the organization from last night, beginning down on the farm. Palm Beach won it 7-0 over Tampa. They were all over the Tarpons last night. Springfield dropped one to Midland 4-2. Memphis was 6-3 victors over Durham. And the big club losing 2-1 to the Tampa Bay Rays yet again this afternoon. And a matinee midweek contest. We are just about ready to rock from Dozer Park. It is Game 3 of a six-game series between the Chiefs and the River Bandits. Keep it locked here. First pitch with Cody Schindler is next on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Bases loaded, 2 outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a SetQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My SetQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
At Ameren Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
is a blue.
Good evening, baseball fans, and welcome
to the
Peoria Chiefs streaming network. We are mere moments away from first pitch here at Dozier Park in downtown Peoria. It's the 20 and 33 Quad Cities River Bandits and the 22 and 31 Peoria Chiefs. River Bandits, IA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Of course, our Chiefs aligned with the St. Louis Cardinals. Diego Hernandez digs into the left-handed batter's box against Austin Love, and the first pitch is grounded towards short. Mac Chambers fields and throws to first in time. Beat Hernandez by a step. One pitch, one out. Here comes Parker Bates. First look at Bates in this series. 190 on the year, two homers, 11 runs driven in. Love, the right-hander, pumps in strike one. Fastball slider, the go-to. He'll mix in a curve and a change, however. Four-pitch arsenal. One delivery, a late swing and a miss. Quickly, nothing and two on Bates. He's our hearty strikeout batter this evening. Love has his sign. The next offering upstairs for a ball. One and two. Right-hander ready. His next offering. Soft liner towards right center. It will fall in for a hit. Second baseman Hernandez, the closest man to it. It's a one-out single for Bates. Let's give you the Peoria defense. Starting in the outfield, from left to right, Reichenborn, Antico, and Lott. Menlinger, Chambers, Hernandez, and Francisco from third to first on the infield dirt. Catching this evening is Aaron Antonini. Love to the stretch for the first time. Pumps in a fastball strike to get ahead of Erard Gonzalez. 233 on the year. Four homers, 25 runs driven in. Double play depth up the middle. The next pitch is lined towards center field. It will hang up for Antico. Makes a leaping grab. Ball had a little more carry than he anticipated. Two away. Here's Kale Emshoff. Emshoff, his first catching assignment in this series. He swings at the first pitch and fouls it away right side. Count 0-1. Love at 95 that time. Work. 93 to 95 pretty consistently. One offering. There's that slider. Missed down and away. One ball and one strike. Love, this is his first ever appearance against a Kansas City affiliate. 1-1 home, cut on and missed. Make it 1-2 on Emshoff. Love is a guy who at times has showcased an ability to rack up the punch outs. On the 1-2 home. Missed Hineaway, two balls and two strikes. We don't often do this in the first inning, but we're going to do it. We're going to give you a trivia question right out of the hole. They say, don't show your best early on. It's like a pickoff throw, right? But we're going to do it. Following the 2-2 from Love, and steady picks off. So that gives us a moment. Love was the first Cardinals minor league hurler to record 10 strikeouts in a single game this year. Only one other pitcher has done it. Name that pitcher. Get back to you momentarily. 2-2 swing and a soft liner caught by the first baseman Francisco, who was battling the sun. Ball was hit off the end of the bat. Did not have a whole lot of hair on it. Francisco able to locate it and reel it in to end the inning. A one-out single, the lone blemish on Austin Love's line in the first inning.
We go to the home half of the first. Quad Cities, nothing. Peoria coming up on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Chiefs turn the bat here in the bottom of the first. Cities did not score in their first trip to the plate this evening. Here's the Peoria lineup one more time. Lineup's brought to you by Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. And Tico Reichenborn and Lott scheduled to lead things off. Anthony Buschberger, Francisco, 4, 5, and 6 in the order. Hernandez, Menlinger, and Chambers round things out. Eric Sarantola, the right-hander, ready to go. His first pitch misses high for ball one. Sarantola does not have a decision since joining the River Bandits on the year. This is just his third high-A start. Kicking the 1-0, Antico skies one to right field, chasing Negrete back to the track, to the wall. It's gone. Come on the Cheap Talk podcast, hit a home run. That's how it works. Mike Antico, a leadoff blast here in the bottom of the first. One batter in, it's 1-0 Chiefs. Number 4 on the year for Antico. Well, the Chiefs will not be shut out tonight. They were blanked last night's ball game. Mike Antico took offense to that. Tyler Reichenborn, the batter. He takes up and in for a ball, 1-0. Well, Sarantola, his third high-A start. Not exactly a proper greeting. 1-0 to Reichenborn, fouled back. Bangs off the facing to the sweet level. Count 1-1. That was the first home run that Sarantola surrendered the high level. Fifth he's allowed this year. 1-1 pitch, ran up and in. Check the sinuses of Reichenborn. Two balls and a strike. A time of year where some of those summer allergies come back. Sarantola just making sure everything was all right up there as Reichenborn dumps one into right. Two batters, two hits. Single for Tyler. Here's Todd Lott. By the way, you can catch that Mike Antico interview in the Cheat Talk podcast here in the next few days. We've got it in the editing stages. Give it to the fine folks in the editing bay and let them do their magic. Pickoff throw to first. Reichenborn is back. He's a threat to go. He already has 4 swipes since joining the Chiefs. Chiefs have 94 as a team. First pitch to Lott. Gets a wave and a miss. Count 0-1. Another pickoff throw. Reichenborn back in. Early 1-0 Peoria lead on the Mike Antico homer. Squeaked it out over the high wall and right. One pitch misses away, 1-1. I don't want to give away too many tidbits from that interview, but made a crack to Mike that, hey, every AB should just start with a 3-2 count. Heater runs up and in, 2 balls and a strike. And he said, you know, I do work a lot of deep counts, and I see a lot of pitches, but really my MO is to try to get a mistake early in the count and drive it. Did exactly that this time. There goes Reichenborn, pitch a strike, and Emshoff couldn't handle the exchange. It's a stolen base for Reichenborn. Chase just put so much pressure on you. 95 stolen bases on the year. Remember last year they had 90 as a unit. Over the course of the entire season, as Lott fouls back, remains 2-2. Next pitch, missed outside. We're full 3-2. Reichenborn at second. Chiefs already with a run across. They look to get their skipper, Patrick Anderson, his 500th managerial win. Payoff pitch fouled at the plate. Lott got it off his front foot. By the way, we'll have the answer to our trivia question in the second. We'll rehash it for you once more, following another 3-2. It misses high for ball four. Lott works the free pass. First three Chiefs have reached in this one as Aaron Antonini steps up to the dish. The question was this. Austin Love, tonight's Chiefs starter, he was the first Cardinals minor leaguer to record 10 strikeouts in a single game. Only one other pitcher has done it. Pitcher whiffed 11 on May 14th. Who was it? Former Chief. Shouldn't surprise you as Antonini takes way upstairs for ball one. And that answer coming in the top of the second inning. Well, Quad City's pitching coach Steve Luber has seen enough. He's out to have a word. Early first inning meeting here with Mr. Sarantola. Was a fifth round pick in last year's draft. Played his college ball. Mississippi State. He's from north of the border. Montreal, Quebec, Canada, 6'5", 225. Pretty interesting how he got on the Royals' radar. 2015, he pitched for the Great Lake Canadians. There's a program in Canada. And he was coached by Adam Stern, a former big leaguer and a Royals amateur scout stationed in Canada. Antonini fouls back. It's 1-1. So, yeah, I would imagine he made quite the impression as a youngster. 2015. And they kept eyes on him for the following years to come and ultimately drafted him in 2021. 1-1 heater was upstairs. 2 balls and a strike on Antonini. Pitched 3 seasons at Mississippi State, did Sarantola. He gets a foul back. Count moves to 2-2. Last outing came on May 3rd. Did not allow an earned run in 3 2/3 against Beloit. Another 2-2. Outside, we're full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Give the Quad Cities defense here in just a moment. Tarantola is looking for an out. Velo's been good. He touched 97 on that last fastball. Here's a payoff. Inside, ball four. Second straight walk issued. The sacks are full for Jacob Buschberger. He's DHing this evening. Quad Cities defense. Bates, Hernandez, Negrete, left center and right across the outfield. Jaquez, McCullough, Gonzalez, and Familia. Third to first on the infield. Dirt, the catcher is Kale Emshoff. Well, the hurler Eric Sarantola in an early jam. Pillows full, nobody out. Paints the inside edge with strike one to get ahead of Jacob Buschberger. Bush, 295 on the air, one homer, 24 runs driven in. Set at the belt, Sarantola is next one. Breaking ball foul at the plate, it's nothing and two. Wind is blowing left to right, very similar to last night. Beautiful night for a ball game. Our game type temperature brought to you by Standard Heating and Cooling, 81 perfect degrees. It's been a top five night here in 2022. Two strike delivery called strike three. Buschberger goes down looking. The breaking pitch looked more of a curveball that time than perhaps a slider. I think he would tell you it was a slider, but up here it looked a little more loopy than some of his previous sliders. Regardless, it froze Buschberger. Big first out as Thomas Francisco digs in, and he waves and misses. Count 0-1. And Standard Heat and Cooling, our sponsor of the game type temperature. Check them out, 906 Southwest Adams in Peoria. A one pitch grounded through the hole on the left side, a base hit. Reichenborn is in. Lott coming to the plate. The throw from left is not in time. Now they have Antonini caught in a pickle between second and third. They're chasing him towards third, where the tag is applied by the shortstop, McCullough. Francisco replaces at second. He drives in a pair, and it's 3-0 Chiefs here in the opening inning. By my count, Antonini out 7-2 to 5-4 to 6. Does that sound right? 7-2-4-5. Okay. Well, two outs. Here's Hernandez, who takes a strike, 0-1. I added one extra number in there. That's the communications major in me as Hernandez grounds sharply to third. Jaquez fields and throws across the diamond. Inning over, but a fruitful first inning for the Chiefs. They score 3 times on a solo blast for Mike Antico. And Thomas Francisco joined the fun with a 2-run single later in the frame. We're through one. The Chiefs, they score 3 in the first. They respond. Quad Cities 3-run first just a night ago. 3-0 Chiefs. We head to the second on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight.
adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Austin Love to the mound with a 3-0 cushion here in the top of the second inning. His first pitch missed up and in, ball one, to Dylan Trum, who was not in the lineup last night, back in there this evening at first base. Rather, DHing, excuse me, takes a strike on the outside edge. It's 1-1. Familia is the first baseman. He bats third in the inning. 1-1 offering, cut and a miss. Trum way out in front of a slider. It's 1-2. Next pitch home, a swing and a pop-up. Foul ground right side and out of play. One and two, the count on Trum. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Little high cheese at 94. Love gets his first punch out of the night. With the one out, here's Juan Carlos Negrete. Very appropriate that he punches out a Quad Cities batter right before we give you the answer to our first inning trivia question. Love was the first Cardinals minor leaguer to record 10 strikeouts in an outing. Falls behind Negrete, missed with a hitter, 1-0. Who was the second and only other pitcher to do it? Tell you after this play, a hard hit grounder to third. Mendlinger fields and throws to first, two quick outs. The answer, Connor Thomas. He struck out 11, May 14th. That was at Norfolk, the AAA Orioles affiliate. So there you go, Connor Thomas the winner. More strikeouts than any Cardinals minor leaguer in 2022, but Austin Love right up there. Two away, here's Familia. He chops over a leaping Mendlinger and into left field. Second hit of the game for Quad Cities. Hey, what, the infield has felt like a trampoline here at times this year. The dirt has played hard and fast. I don't know, Familia just hit that ball off the dirt right in front of home plate and sent it skyward, but it got over the head of Mendlinger, who needed to be just a little bit taller. We'll give him the call of the batter. He takes in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. Ilya, a very modest leadoff of first. A pitch missed down and away, 2-0. Just joining us, the Chiefs scored three times in the first, a solo homer and a two-run single. Love. Rest the glove chest high. The next pitch is a strike called. Top of the zone, 2-1, the count. Chiefs wearing their alternate baby blue tops, red script across the chest, red numerals on their back, home white pants. Cool. As for time at the dish, that will give home plate umpire Joseph McCarthy a chance to get a few new baseballs. River Bandits wearing their slate gray alternates. Is that what we decided on last night? Slate gray, charcoal gray, with they're traveling gray trousers. They're wearing a grout fit tonight, folks. Yeah. You had that on your Peoria Chiefs bingo card. You're a winner. And here's a line shot foul down the right field line. Long delay after Cola asked for time. The count now 2-2. Infield shaded around towards the right side for McCullough. 230 batter. Three homers, 14 runs driven in. The 2-2 offering is hit sharply up the middle and passed to diving Hernandez in the right center. Streaking for third is Similia. And after a punt fake by Mike Antico, he decides to lob in the center, rather to second from center. Back-to-back two-out singles. The River Bandits with a mini rally here on the corners for the number nine batter, Rubendi Jaquez. Jaquez, that's from the left side. First pitch is a top-of-the-zone strike. It's 0-1. Jaquez started the year with Single A Columbia. Saw him somewhat last year as he pops this one up. Foul ground left side towards the third base dugout. It's Antonini who makes the catch with a few feet to spare. Did not need to tiptoe around the railing or any other obstacles. Austin Love gets his second scoreless inning of the evening. Go to the home half of the second, 3-0 Chiefs on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? That's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Ready to go here in the bottom of the second. Noah Menlinger will lead off the Peoria half of any number two, and he chops towards first, right at Familia. Takes it to the bag and assisted. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the second. Comes the number nine batter, Chambers. Chambers a switch batter, 242 on the year, three long ones, 20 runs driven in. From the stretch, pitch in there for a strike, nothing and one. Don't see that from starters all that often, but Sarantola working exclusively out of the stretch. He misses away, count one and one. Of course, if you're unfamiliar with the game of baseball, you usually pitch from the windup. The base is empty. High strike in there to make it one and two. Pitch from the stretch, which is more of a get-it-and-go position with runners on base. The idea, of course, is to deliver the ball quicker to home plate. A 1-2 offering. Breaker in the dirt. Chambers able to hold up. Two balls and two strikes. Game number three of this series, first two games, lopsided affairs to say the least. 2-2 delivery, throws Chambers, he goes down with a backwards K. Two outs for Antico. Chiefs won 11-3 on Tuesday. They scored in four of their eight innings. Eight of the nine starters reached base in the win, and they mashed a season-high 16 hits. Last night, it was all Quad Cities, 9-0, as they picked up their first shutout of 2022. First pitch to Antico, over below, ball one. Antico solo homer to jumpstart the Peoria offense in the bottom of the first. Led to a three-run frame. 1-0 pitch, misses high and away, 2-0. Antico from Colts Neck, New Jersey. In a hitter's count. Next pitch, a strike on the outside edge, 2-1. Mike has reached base in 21 of his last 22 games. Here's a swing and a foul left side out of play. 2-2. Just does a little bit of everything for this club. Some pop. And it's showcased in the first inning. He steals bases. 26 swipes to be exact. Takes upstairs here. The count full 3-2. Works deep counts. He sees pitches. He works his walks. Here's the payoff from Sarantola. And it missed. Down and away, ball four. Two innings, two at-bats, two reaches for the Peoria center fielder. And that will give Tyler Rankinborn a chance here in the bottom of the second. There goes Antico on the first pitch. Rankinborn fouls back. Count 0-1. Three hits aside, but a 3-0 Chiefs lead here in the bottom of the second. And now Brooks Conrad making his way to the mound. Quad Cities athletic trainer Brad Grollo out. Steve Luber, the pitching coach, out. And Sarantola is reaching for the back of his right shoulder near his shoulder blade. That is a significant concern. And you would think that would probably end his night, right? Any concern with a pitcher, especially at the high A level, no need to force it to run him out there and risk further injury. And, yeah, Sarantola will exit. Credit the catcher, Cale Imshoff. He saw something right away, went out there. And that obviously got the attention of everybody in that Quad Cities dugout. So Sarantola will exit, hopefully nothing too serious for the young right-hander. We'll tell you more about the new hurler when we return. The new pitcher will have as much time as he needs to get loose, as is normally the case following an injury. So Sarantola exits. He's responsible for Antico at first. And the new hurler will enter mid-count against Tyler Rankinborn. We remain in the bottom of the second. We do go to break, however. 3-0 Chiefs on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your
adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Brings us a left-hander, Jack Aldrich. He's 0-1 with a 15.43 ERA. Made his first high A appearance last week. 2 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, all earned. 2 walks, 1 strikeout. So, relatively unfamiliar to this level. I'm sure Willie Martin, the Peoria pitching coach, has a pretty good idea of what his repertoire will look like. Tell you what, I'm glad I'm not in this situation. I would be so nervous with all those eyes on me and not able to really go through your warm-up routine. I think it takes some mental fortitude to go through this warm-up on the game mound and make sure you're 100% ready. I think it would be very easy to say, oh, you know what, I don't want to hold up the proceedings, let's just go. And maybe you don't have a good feel for a certain pitch, or quite frankly, you're just not ready to go. Aldrich signaled to home plate umpire Joseph McCarthy. He needs just a couple more. We'll then pick it up where we left off. Tyler Reichenborn, the batter, in an 0-1 count. So Aldrich is ready to go. Conrad was yelling something from the third base dugout. Oh, we appear to be ready to resume. Reichenborn singled, swiped the bag, and scored in that 3-run first. Count nothing and one. And Tico aboard at first base. Modest lead off of first for Mike. And quickly a pickoff throw Tico back in with a head first dive. And first baseman Familia, he kept the tag on for the duration. So you know, we could catch Antico napping. It's the 0-1 home. Fastball, strike, nothing and two. It's like Aldrich came in and got a pitch clock violation in his favor. That's essentially what happened, is it's now 0-2, but he's thrown just one pitch to Reichenbohr. We kick in the next one home. Swing and a foul back. It's onto the roof. Count 0-2. Tell you what, I've been up on the roof once. Here's your best view in town. Pick off throw chases Antico back. I've said it for years, and I grew up here, so I'm biased, but for a town of Peoria size, it's right around 100,000, probably a little north of 100,000. Their skyline, pretty darn impressive. Great view here at Dozer Park. Reichenborn takes a ball. It's 1-2. Expecting some big energetic crowds this weekend. Another 1-2, breaking ball just missed. Two balls and two strikes. Remember, we're home next week as well. This is just game three of a 12-game homestand. We'll welcome in West Michigan next week, the Tigers High A affiliate. Aldrich to 2-2. It misses away. We're full. Three balls and two strikes. Nice comeback from Reichenborn, who was behind nothing and two. Antico will be on the scoot with the delivery. There he goes. Pitch is grounded towards short, where McCullough gloves and throws to first to end the threat. Chiefs do not score. Second inning, we had a hiccup last night over a fair foul call. Fortunately, tonight, an injury delay. Starter Sarantola left after 1 2/3. Jack Aldrich gets the final out of the inning. 6-3 ground out. We head to inning number three with the Chiefs leading by three on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team's support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Bandits order here in the third. Hernandez, Bates, and Gonzalez. Love, a quick worker. Pitch missed upstairs. Away we go in the top of the third. Right-hander's next offering. Bottom of the zone strike. Nip the knees at 86. Count one ball and one strike. Love deals the next one. Missed in the dirt. 2-1 the count on Hernandez, who has been rather steady for them this year. Next pitch. Slider in there for a strike. It's 2-2. Hernandez 4 for 11 in this series with a homer. Takes outside the count full 3 and 2. Hit 274 a year ago at Single A Columbia. Payoff pitch is hit sharply off the glove of a diving Hernandez and in the center. He barely got leather on that one. Would have been a 5-star play. Instead, it's a leadoff single in the top of the third. Already 4 hits for the River Bandits. They've squared up some baseballs against Love, but have not broken through onto the scoreboard as of yet. It's Parker Bates now. He takes a high strike, 0-1. Bates, 24 years of age, from Tyler, Texas. One offering, foul tip into the mitt. Count nothing and two. He was selected in the 9th round of last year's draft out of Louisiana Tech. His final season at La Tech, he posted a .471 on base percentage. 0-2 pitch is fouled straight back. We'll do it again. Also drove in 62 runs his final season in 2021. My goodness. Swings and misses here. He punches out. Love got him with the high heater. Second K for Love. With one out, here's Gerard Gonzalez. Gonzalez bats on the left side for this encounter. The first pitch from Love missed off the outside edge. Want to know the count? The runner at first, that's Hernandez. He nearly fell over. He was trying to measure an aggressive lead. Was leaning to his right. Look at this. Now a delayed steal. The pitch was a strike. The throw to second. A high tag applied by Chambers. And Gonzalez in safely, a delayed steal. Chambers lost his lid in the process. I think both guys a little shaken up. Perhaps a collision, second base bag. But he appears to be all right. They exchange pats on the backside. We'll continue. 1-1 to count on Gonzalez. River Bandits are third in the league in stolen bases, by the way. Both these teams will run with regularity. 1-1 pitch, a slider strike count. Now 1-2 on Gonzalez. River Bandits looking to scratch one here in the third. Have a man in scoring position for the second straight inning. 1-2 from Love in the dirt. Antonini smothered that ball. Two and two. Infield shaded towards the right side. Love looking for a put-away pitch. Here's his next one. Jam shot floater. Just foul. It nearly kissed the chalk down the right field line. Well, Gonzalez broke his bat on that swing. Certainly cracked it, at least. Love got it on the hands with that last delivery. Came in at 92. We'll try it again. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Gonzalez. Love set and ready. The pitch home. Cut on and missed. Must have been the new bat. The only logical explanation for that K. Back-to-back punch-outs now for Lovin with two away. Here's Emshaw. Emshaw, seven long ones on the year. First pitch, a wave and a miss. Count nothing and one. Love ready. The next pitch grounded towards the right side. Francisco, a sprawling stop. His throw to the pitcher covering is in time. That ball had some funky spin off the bat of Emshoff. It took a right turn. Francisco pounced on it, dove, and from the seat of his pants, retired the runner at first. Three scoreless for Austin Love, looking to bounce back after a rough one last week in Wisconsin. Got some run support, too. 3-0 Chiefs. We head to the bottom of the third. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Todd Lott will kick you off the home half of the third. Beautiful night for baseball here in downtown Peoria at Dozer Park on this June 9th. Give you a tidbit. Just a moment. Aldrich back to the mound. He gets a check swing foul. Count 0-1. Now, I think Brendan has a couple of this day in baseball history moments lined up today. I'll give you one. I haven't really seen this anywhere on social media. Kind of surprised considering this man's stature. Watt takes a ball away. It's 1-1. Ken Griffey Jr. on this day hit his 600th home run. Did it against the then Florida Marlins. This pitch missed for a ball, 3-1. Hesitated on the date because I had it at 2009. It was actually July 9th, 2008. 3-1 pitched a lot. He had a good pass at him and fouls it away right side. The count is full 3-2. Griffey Jr., one of the all-time greats. Plenty of room up the middle. There's a 3-2. Lott loops it, foul out of play right side towards the berm. Lott more of a pull hitter, but we've seen him drive some balls with authority to right, center, and to right. He's not just a one-trick pony up there. Sprayed all over the yard a little bit. And again, fouls to the right side. Good battle between the left-hander Aldrich and the slugging Todd Lotz. One homer since rejoining us from Springfield. It's another 3-2 delivery. Lott hits it sharply towards third. Jaquez unable to glove it, and it's in the left. Ball sharply hit by Lott. Will be the fourth knock of the game for the Chiefs. Now four hits aside. Second reach for Todd. Leadoff man aboard for Aaron Antonini. Lefty-lefty confrontation here. We never get excited about a righty-righty matchup. First pitch misses away for ball one. I assume there's just so many right-handed pitchers, right? You see them so often. Sometimes that lefty-on-lefty view looks a little different. 1-0 outside for a ball. 2-0. Antonini at 237. Walked in the first, so his average has not moved this evening. Does not yet have an official AB. 2-0 home. Swing and a ground ball towards second. They go for the short one. For one, and back to first, a double play. 4-6-3, Gonzalez, McCullough, Familia. All touch the baseball on that twin killing. Bases empty, two outs. Here's Jacob Buschberger. Buschberger punched out looking in the first. DHing tonight. Bats with an open stance, the first pitch. Bottom of the zone strike, it's 0-1. Buschberger. See him just about every day in some capacity as he lifts a high, towering fly to left. Playable for Bates, who comes in and makes the head-high grab, bending over just about every day. Ask how I'm doing. I'll respond in kind. He'll say, living the dream. Absolutely right, my man. Living the dream indeed. Buschberger flies out to left, but still not a bad way to spend an evening, huh? We go to the fourth. Brendan Howe will hop on the mic when we return. Chiefs with a 3-0 lead. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Fourth from Dozer Park, a 3-0 Peoria Chiefs lead. Austin Love, a cushion to sit on as Dylan Schrum makes his way up to the dish. For just joining us here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network, Brendan Howe here with you. Pleasure to have you along for the ride. First pitch from Love of the inning is blasted into deep right center field. Back there is Lott, ranging back toward the wall with a one-hop defense. And Tico scoops it up as Schrum coasts into second base with a leadoff double. The fifth hit of the night for Quad Cities. And the middle part of this River Bandits order, getting things in order here in the fourth. That'll set up Juan Carlos Negrete. Fans not even a chance to settle back into their seats on the way back from the concession lines before Schrum punched that double. Forcing Love to operate out of the stretch. Negrete bounced out to third his first time. Looks at a knee-high fastball here, just a little bit low for ball one. River Bandits out hitting the Chiefs to this point in the ballgame, 5-4, despite the Chiefs' 3-0 lead. 1-0 from Love. Fisted foul right side. That'll find the sitting ball, 1-1. Chiefs got over 500 with the first win of this series at 13-12. They lost last night to get back to that mark. 1-1 pitch from Love. Breaking ball down low. Two balls and one strike. Would love to try and find a groove here against a Quad Cities team that has struggled over their last couple of series. Although you wouldn't know that by looking at the box score from last night. 2-1 coming. Fastball in there for a strike. Love working the inner third of the plate there to level the count 2-2. It was a 9-0 River Bandit win last night. They struck first and never looked back. Love trying to put away Negrete, the 2-2. He got him. Swung on and missed through a fastball for strike three. Rack up another one for Love, and that'll bring up Felix Familia. It's number four in the ballgame for the right-hander. If you're with us in the pregame show, we talked about that K per nine number, which has been an eye-popper, a 10.8. And you heard Cody say it a little bit earlier on at the top of the broadcast. First pitch to Familia is downstairs for ball one. That Love is one of two Cardinal minor leaguers to hit the 10 punch-out mark in an outing this year. Pretty impressive stuff. Double takes to second. Here comes the 1-0. It's a breaker that sits in there. Right at the knees, levels the count, a ball and a strike. Just a picturesque night here in downtown Peoria. Couldn't ask for much better weather. Love ready. Here he comes on the 1-1. It's into the dirt, chested by Antonini as it trickles a little bit to his right. Just onto the lip of the grass to the right of the home plate area to keep Schrum at second base. Not far enough for him to try third. And the count goes to 2-1 on Familia, who singled and was left at third his first time up. That was back in the second frame. Love settles into the stretch from the third base side of the rubber. The 2-1 pitch, fastball, just a hair inside. 3-1. Familia waves the bat out toward Austin Love, now with the high hold and a closed stance. Awaits the 3-1, here it is, a tapper up the third baseline, but foul over the head of Menlinger. Knows how to deal with a couple of tough hops there at third base tonight, one of them in which resulted in a base hit. It was a fair ball, took a major league hop right over his head down the left field line. This one yanked just a little bit foul. Count will go full 3-2. Familia taking his time, getting set in that right-handed batter's box. Love's ready. Here's the payoff pitch. A bouncer over the mound, back up the middle. Hernandez shuffles to his right. A crossbody throw is in time for our number two as Schrum slides over to third. Oh, a 4-3 put out if you're keeping up with your own scorebook at home. And here's Morgan McCullough now. Well, swing it from the left side. Trying to bring the first Quad Cities run of the game home. It's Dylan Schrum, who sits just 90 feet away at third base with two down. McCullough will need to pick up the sixth hit of the game as he ropes this one into right center field, falling fast. That'll get down and one hop the fence. And Tico picks it up. The run's in to score, and McCullough's into second base with an RBI hit. And that makes it a two-run game at Dozier Park, make it 3-1. McCullough, his second hit of the ball game. His first a single, now a double. He's halfway to the cycle. Shrum could have crawled home and made it in time. Now here's Ruben DeJaquez. Now it's still a man at second and two gone. At the eighth RBI of the season for McCullough. Austin Love trying to buckle down and limit any further damage courtesy of the River Bandits. First pitch swinging for Jaquez. He lofts it left side foul. That'll get up onto the sweet level. Nothing in one. Also talked on the pregame show, if you were able to join us for that, that it was a good month of May for Austin Love, but trying to rebound off of a tough outing in Wisconsin in his first in the month of June. As the 0-1 is tapped to the right side. Hernandez to his left to play it. Throw to first to Francisco in plenty of time. And that retires the side. But the River Bandits get one back off the RBI double from Morgan McCullough. It's a 3-1 ball game as we head to the bottom of the fourth on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Six, seven, and eight for the Chiefs in the bottom of the fourth, a 3-1 ball game on a beautiful night from downtown Peoria here at Dozier Park. It's Thomas Francisco, Francisco Hernandez, and Noah Menlinger set to go against Jake Aldrich. Lefty-lefty battle to kick things off in the bottom of the fourth inning. Aldrich out of the stretch, glove at the belt, kicks and delivers a breaking ball, spiked in the dirt. One ball, no strikes as we are off and running. In the bottom of the fourth, it was Quad Cities who got one in the top of the inning off a Morgan McCullough RBI double. That's gotten the score to where we're at currently. Here's the 1-0 from Aldrich. Fastball a little bit low. Two balls, no strikes on Francisco, who singled home a couple of runs in his own right his first time around. 2-0 from Aldrich. Another fastball, get me over right down Main Street for a strike, 2-1. Chiefs three runs on four hits to this point. Francisco, the first baseman, trying to jumpstart the offense once more. 2-1 pitch, lined right side, and a fair ball, and rattles into the corner. Francisco off and running for second base. Negrete scoops it up in the corner, and Francisco has got himself a leadoff two-bagger. So just like McCullough's halfway to the cycle, so is Thomas Francisco. I'm going to bring up Francisco Hernandez in an RBI spot now. It's the Chiefs who had a three-run lead entering this fourth inning, trying to gain that run right back. Aside from last night, Chiefs hitting coach Willie Martin has had to love what he's been seeing from his Chiefs bats, as the first pitch to Hernandez is in the dirt for a ball. Thomas Francisco, who got the first couple of nights of the series off, back in the lineup in a big way tonight. He's on board for the second time. He's driven in a couple of runs already. Francisco Hernandez trying to bring him around as he looks at a strike on the outer third. 1-1. Aldrich came on in relief of the injured Eric Sarantola. 1-1 pitch home. Fastball away. 2 balls and a strike. We will give you an update on Sarantola if and when we receive it tonight. Don't want to speculate too much, but it was pretty evident that he was stretching out that right shoulder, and that's what he pointed to a couple of times during the meeting on the mound before he was ultimately lifted. 2-1. A breaker, not much bite to it. Stayed away. 3 balls and a strike. So it was Aldrich who got the call. After Sarantola worked just an inning and two-thirds, Aldrich recorded that final out of the second inning. And has been to work ever since. Here's the 3-1. Big cut and a miss from Hernandez. Got a pitch that he liked, pulled the trigger, but came up empty on a large hack. Count goes full 3-2. Trying to tie the River Bandits in the hit column at 6 apiece is Hernandez. Awaits the payoff pitch. Here it comes. Fouled straight back to the net. And we'll do it again. Francisco, a walking lead off the bag at second. Count 3 balls and 2 strikes to the chief second baseman, Hernandez. Aldrich Abrett set ready. Kicks and fires another payoff, and it's outside for ball 4. They appeal to Felix Neon unsuccessful, and a base on balls for the Chiefs. Back-to-back base runners reach in this bottom of the 4th. I'll bring up Noah Mendlinger now. This inning starting off just like the first inning did for the Chiefs, although it hasn't produced the same type of runs yet. Mike Antico, Tyler Reichenborn were the first two men to reach in that inning, and now here in the 4th, it's been Francisco and Hernandez. Mendlinger shows bunt, pulls it back up on a breaking ball, low and away. Chiefs spent some extra time in batting practice this afternoon, laying down some bunts. As we know, Patrick Anderson not afraid to play small ball when necessary. Mendlinger, showing bunt again, drops it down the third baseline. A beauty, and it rolls just foul. About halfway up the third baseline in between the plate and the third base bag. That was shaping up to be one heck of a bunt. A trickle just foul to the left of the chalk, and I mean barely. By about an inch and a half, maybe. Both runners back to their respective bags. Francisco to second and Hernandez to first. Thomas Francisco, that is. I suppose when you put Thomas's last name and Hernandez's last name together, it makes one name on this Chiefs roster. Mendlinger showing bunt yet again and takes a strike on the outer third. Pulled the bat back. Called strike anyway from home plate umpire Joe McCarthy, who's back behind the plate tonight. Missed the first game of the series. Was on the bases last night. 1-2 on Mendlinger. Couple of ducks on the pond here. Showing bunt with 2 strikes. He gets it down. Off the mound of field is Aldrich. His only play is to first, and he retires Mendlinger. How about that for a gutsy play? Bunting with 2 strikes. And the sacrifice works to perfection as the two runners move into scoring position. To score that, a sacrifice 1-3, and here's Mac Chambers. He'll swing it from the right side against the left-handed throwing Aldrich. And we've seen Mac bat from both sides of the plate now tonight as the first pitch is a fastball inwards. 1 ball, no strikes. Mac Chambers was the last out that the starter Eric Sarantola recorded. It was a strikeout. The 1-0, Chambers flicks this one right side, foul over the seating bowl. That'll get to the roof of Dozier Park. 1 ball, 1 strike. Francisco at third, and Francisco Hernandez at second. This inning started with back-to-back men reaching, a double and a walk before the sacrifice bunt has set up an RBI chance for Chambers. The pitch fouled away. 1-2 as Chambers lifted that one off to the right. An interesting note from a website titled This Day in Baseball History. We'll get to that in just a moment, although we do have a stoppage right now as Joe McCarthy was out from behind home plate. Looks like a baseball may have slipped onto the field of play. Gotten everything sorted out now. Back and ready to go with Chambers in the right-handed batter's box and Aldrich to the set. And the 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, rides outside, 2-2. Chambers kicks some dirt around with those bright red cleats. Sporting the old school stirrup socks. Awaits the 2-2, here it comes, a breaking ball, just missed the corner. Cale Emschoff, the catcher, trying to give Aldrich the frame. Couldn't help out his battery mate there as the count goes full 3-2. Chambers trying to stretch this Chiefs lead even further. The payoff pitch, fouled back. The interesting note from this day in baseball history comes from 1990, when Dodger Eddie Murray homered from both sides of the plate for the 10th time in his career. And that was actually the second time he did it that season, which tied a record by somebody named Mickey Mantle. Next payoff to Chambers. High twisting fly into the alley in right center field. Negrete and Hernandez converging in front of the track, and it'll be Negrete to make the catch. Tagging from third is Francisco. He will score, and the Chiefs get that run back to make it a three-run game once more. It's 4-1. An RBI for Mac Chambers off the sack fly. Just what the Chiefs were looking for as they answer back. After Quad Cities put up a run in their half of the fourth, the Chiefs with the answer, and here's Mike Antico. That's RBI number 21 for Mac Chambers on the season, if you can believe that. He's been racking them up. And he's been seeing a lot of success out of the number 9 spot. If you've been with us for a majority of the year, you know that Chambers was near the top of the order. If you haven't been with us, Chambers was in the 2-hole for a lot of the year. As here's Mike Antico, looks at a slider inwards for a strike. Chambers even saw a couple of games out of the leadoff spot after the promotion of Mason Wynn. Has become the everyday shortstop now here in Peoria. 0-1, Antico goes after it, sends a fly ball out to left. Bates started back now, trotting inwards, and will make the grab to retire the side. Chiefs get one back off the Mac Chambers sack fly to make it a 4-1 game as we move along to the fifth on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps.
Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
To the top of the fifth, the Chiefs lead it by three. A 4-1 ball game from Dozier Park in downtown Peoria. Game three of this six-game series between the River Bandits and the Chiefs. Austin Love approaches his fifth inning of work. He'll face Diego Hernandez, Parker Bates, and Gerard Gonzalez, the three scheduled to hit. Love towing the slab out of the windup. We're ready to go. Brings the brown glove in front of the face. Rocks and fires. It's a first pitch fastball. It hits the corner for a strike, nothing and one. Hernandez tonight working on a 1-for-2 evening. Singled and was left at second base in the third. Prior to that, grounded out in the first. As he chops this one right side towards second base, Hernandez fields cleanly, fires a close play, not in time. Hernandez with some wheels to beat it out. And it'll be an infield hit. Talk about not giving up on a play. That's certainly what happened there for Diego Hernandez. As Francisco Hernandez was a little bit lackadaisical, waiting for that ball to come to him. Had to rush the throw a little bit, and it was not in time. Now here's Parker Bates. Swings at the first pitch and sends a high, towering pop-up right side in foul ground. Over by the Peoria dugout is Thomas Francisco, but he didn't have a play as he tried to leap up onto the railing. Wouldn't have done much. Thomas has may have gotten a better view of it landing on the concourse, but that's about it. Nothing in one. Bates tonight, a base hit in the first and a strikeout in the third. One of four victims that Austin Love has set down on strikes tonight. Here's the 0-1. A breaking ball low. One ball, one strike. Love will get a fresh pearl as Antonini tosses that baseball. Back out of play. Just the one run for Quad Cities on seven hits to this point. Love out of the stretch. A long pause and now a throw over. Hernandez back in with a dive. A little bit of a delayed call from Felix Neon there as he was waiting to see if Hernandez had held the back corner of the bag. Just able to get those bright red batting gloves back in time. 1-1 the count to Bates. The pitch. Hernandez takes off. Pitches outside. Throw down is in plenty of time. And they got him. Antonini able to cut down Hernandez trying to swipe second. Was able to swipe it earlier on in the ball game. Not here. It's a great pitch to throw on for Antonini. A fastball out wide, and he had to pop up out of the crouch even to go get it, which only helped his cause on the throw down as Bates tags this pitch into right center field. Back is Lott at the track, at the wall. It's off the base of the wall. Bates is digging for second. He'll take a turn and stop there. And he's in with a double with one away. So how large does that caught stealing look now? As that double from Bates would have almost guaranteed the second River Bandits run of the game had Hernandez still been on with his kind of speed. There's Gerard Gonzalez now. Joe McCarthy will refill his pockets with baseballs behind the dish. Parker Bates with his second hit. Single and a double. Now he's halfway to the cycle. So how about this? Three potential cycles brewing. Two on the side of the River Bandits. One for the Chiefs. I don't see that every day. It's the beauty of baseball. Gonzalez looks at a fastball to start outside. 1-0. 0-for-2 is the River Bandits second baseman. A flyout to center and a strikeout in the third. Third time seeing Austin Love. No action for the Chiefs in the bullpen. 1-0 from the right-hander. Another fastball glides over the corner. 1-1. Love working with a steady pace. Looks really comfortable out there on the mound tonight. 1-1. Nubber out towards shortstop, charging his Chambers. He fields cleanly and tosses on to first for the out. Over to third base goes Parker Bates on the play. 6-3 put out to retire Gonzalez for the third time, and here's Cale Emshoff now. We have the man on and two away. Another opportunity for Quad Cities to drive in a run. Something they did quite often last night was strand runners on base, and that has continued into tonight. First one from Love, a slider that tails down and away. Antonini had to slide to his right to keep that one from reaching the backstop. 1-0. Love working quickly. 1-0 pitch. Cut and a miss. Took something off that time as Emshoff was out in front. 1-1. Dating back to last night, in all nine innings, in fact, Quad Cities left a runner on base. As the 1-1 is tapped foul, trickles toward the backstop for strike two. So dating back to the start of the ball game last night, it has now been 13 consecutive innings in which Quad Cities has left a man on. Just incredible when you really think about it as the 1-2 misses. Another slider from Love. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at third, Parker Bates. Inning started with back-to-back hits, but Love a chance to get out unscathed. Here's the 2-2. Fastball just missed. Pushed it off the corner just a little bit. The count fills up 3-2. Looking to set down Emshoff. The payoff delivery. Fouled back. This is the ninth time in the last 11 games that Quad Cities has scored second. Interesting note. Next payoff from Love. Another foul ball toward the Chiefs' dugout. Tough pitch for Emshoff to handle there. Got it off the inside part of the bat to stay alive. Still 3-2, putting up a tough battle. See who's going to win it. The next payoff ripped in the air to left center field. This one is way out of here. You can forget about it. Up onto the picnic area. Goodness, that baseball was destroyed. A home run from Cale Emshoff. His second of the year, RBI's number 6 and 7, and it's a one-run game here at Dozer Park. It's 4-3. That ball was crushed. 104 off the bat. And he got every bit of that ball. 435 feet. Out to left center. Goodness gracious. New man to hit Dylan Strum. Takes a look at a slider in for a strike at the bottom of the zone. Love trying to regroup after that. Another big cut and a miss from Strum. No balls and two strikes. That has to be one of the longest home runs we've seen at Dozer Park this season. Right up there at the very least. Count 0-2 on Strom. He swings and misses for strike three. So a nice bounce back for Love after the home run. But the lead for the Chiefs is cut down to one. It's 4-3. We've got an interesting ball game here. Halfway home from Dozer Park and the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in a heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind.
adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? That's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Back to work at the dish. Tyler Reichenborn, Todd Lott, Aaron Antonini. A 4-3 ball game as things have gotten a little more interesting after a mammoth blast from Kale Emshoff back in the top of the fifth inning, and now time called before the first pitch as Aldrich delivered it anyway. A late time granted to Tyler Reichenborn from Joe McCarthy. Aldrich, now he's set pitch home. That's in there for a strike. 1-1. I believe it was an automatic ball that was charged to Aldrich there to start the at-bat. That's what the halt was, or the attempted halt, as the 1-1 pitch finds its mark for strike two. Looked like a changeup on the outer third. Reichenborn in search of his second hit of the ball game, 1-for-2 tonight. 1-2 pitch. On the ground towards short, down to a knee goes McCullough to field cleanly, fires across, the throw's wide, but the tag is in time. Throw pulled Familia off the bag, but a nice play to swipe Reichenborn on the way by. Saves an error and a base runner. One gone in the bottom of the fifth for Todd Lott. Lott's been up twice, been on twice in a couple trips. Walked and scored in the first, singled in the third. First pitch here, blasted to center field, sending Hernandez back, but with room in front of the track to make the catch. Two away. That ball just died in the wind up there. Doesn't look like it's blowing all that hard. Got one flag blowing out toward right center field. And another flag in center, blowing inward, so it perhaps maybe the wind swirling a little bit on the playing surface, and now time granted to Aaron Antonini before the first offering. Something to notice with the pitch clock especially is that hitters are starting to figure out that it is almost definitely advantage pitcher in some circumstances, and that they will strategically call time to throw off the pitcher's rhythm as the first one to Antonini glides through for a strike. Fastball at 91 on the gun. 0-1 pitch. A slider tails outside. One ball, one strike. So 3 runs on 9 hits now for Quad Cities. 4 runs on 5 hits for the Chiefs as they cling to a 1-run lead. 1-1 pitch. Antonini, excuse me, swing, bounces it up the third baseline. Foul toward Patrick Anderson, who's in search of his 500th win tonight in his managerial career. Trying to do it against the same organization that he started out with, the Kansas City Royals. Wouldn't that be quite the full circle moment for him? 1-2 on Antonini, pitch home, ripped toward first base. Familia plays it on a hop. He'll race to the back himself to tag it for the third out of the inning. And the Chiefs go in order. Clean inning for Jack Aldrich. 3 up and 3 down. It's still 4-3 Chiefs as we move along on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Bases loaded, 2 outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team's support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime
at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
The night is over for Peoria starter Austin Love. This Julie call to the bullpen brings on Levi Prater, as he will face Juan Carlos Negrete to start it off here on the top of the sixth. First pitch, a fastball in there for a strike. Prater on the year, making his 11th appearance. Does not have a decision in a 6.75 ERA. A big swing and a miss from Negrete on a pitch upstairs. Nothing in too quickly. 22 years old from Ada, Oklahoma. Third round choice in the 2020 draft. 0-2 pitch. Fastball high and away. One ball, two strikes. First time that Prater has appeared in a ballgame since June the 2nd. That appearance against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. 1-2 from the southpaw. Fastball, got him looking, strike three. Nice way to start the night for Levi out of the pen. One up, one down on strike. Second time Negrete's gone down wet by way of the K. And here's Felix Familia. Prater certainly got the lively stuff. That last fastball, 93, to put away Negrete. There's Familia, takes a look at a breaking ball that misses away, 1-0. That stuff earned Prater's name to be called in the third round as he drops in another breaker in there for a strike. Found its mark this time. Rocks and deals, a 1-1. Familia thought about going after it. It looked like a changeup that missed away. Trickled to the backstop off Antonini's mitt. 2-1 the count. Pretty decent-sized gathering tonight at Dozier Park to watch the Chiefs try and pick up another win. This one fisted into right. That'll drop in for a base hit. Plott comes in to scoop it up. Familia's aboard for the second time with his second base hit of the night. That'll transition things to Morgan McCullough's bat. That's already the 10th hit of the night for Quad Cities. Just the three runs. Give you Austin Love's final line in just a moment. A lefty-lefty battle ensuing here as McCullough, who steps into the box halfway to the cycle tonight. Doubled home a run his last time and dusted back a bit here with a high fastball. 1-0. Love finishes after five innings, allowing three runs on nine hits. Did not walk a batter and fanned five. So a successful night for the Peoria starter as Prater delivers a 1-0. That finds its zone for its strike. 1-1. Prater rocking the long red sleeves tonight. 1-1. Another fastball in tight. Two balls and a strike. Not sure the sleeves are necessarily something that you see most players wearing on June the 9th in 80-degree temperatures, but it's a nice look under the baby blue jerseys. 2-1. That's in there for a strike as well. It's been all fastballs on this at-bat to McCullough. Started him inside, now works that one outside. Nibbled at the corner. Inning started with a strikeout to Juan Carlos Negrete, then a single from Familia. The 2-2 pitch misses away. Another heater at 93. Tried to paint the outside corner. Just missed with it, so instead the count will go full 3-2. Rubendi Jaquez waiting on deck. Payoff from Prater. Fouled away left side. That'll get up and over the roof here at Dozer Park and out onto the street. McCullough putting up a fight with two strikes. Prater set for another payoff pitch. Here it comes. A slider frozen for strike three. That's a money pitch for Levi Prater on the outside corner. Second strikeout of the inning. That'll bring up Rubendi Jaquez. Boy, a beauty right there to fan McCullough. First time that he's been set down tonight, and here's Jaquez, who's been put away twice. Popped out to Antonini in foul territory and then grounded to Francisco Hernandez at second and looks at a fastball outside here. 1-0. Top of the order, Diego Hernandez waits on deck, hoping for a chance. 1-0 from Prater. Bounce down the third baseline, foul. There is action up in the Quad Cities bullpen. Left-hander loosening. Slow trot for Familia back to the bag at first after that foul ball. Prater will get some rosin and regain the rubber. Chiefs lead it by 1-4-3 here in the top of the sixth from Dozer Park. Prater with breath, kicks and delivers a 1-1. A big cut and a miss there. A half-hearted wave from Jaquez. Looked like he wanted to load up and let it rip and realized it was a breaking ball, and it was too late at that point. Bit of an excuse-me swing by the end of it. 1-2 from Prater. Fastball, punch to the net. Was looking to retire the side on strikes. Got two of them thus far in the inning, and in between that was a Familia single sandwiched in between. Lefty set and ready for a 1-2. Here it comes. Breaking ball. Just able to get a piece off the bottom of the barrel did Jaquez to hang tight and see another pitch. Got a handful of great jerseys scattered throughout the crowd tonight here at Dozer Park. In addition to the ones that are being worn on the field tonight. Some nice threads by the Chiefs and the River Bandits wearing their gray tops again. A couple of alternate jerseys tonight. 1-2 from Prater. Again fouled away. Ball boy Jake Zielinski, an honorary ball boy tonight, getting his workout in. Normally resides in the box office here at Dozer Park, but pulling double duty tonight. 1-2 from Prater again. Got him looking. Strike three. Painted the inside corner. And he fans the side on strikes as Quad Cities leaves a runner on. Chiefs 4, River Bandits 3 as we head to the bottom of the 6th from Dozer Park and the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Bases loaded, 2 outs, bottom of the 9th, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Jacob Bushberger, Thomas Francisco, Francisco Hernandez through the dish. 5-6-7 for the Chiefs in the bottom of the sixth inning. A 4-3 game from Dozier Park. First pitch of the inning, fouled back and up and over the sweet level. Oh, hit the roofing. Ricocheted back down into the seating bowl. Good heads-up play down there. We have a Julie call to the pen to report to you. It's Patrick Smith, the 25-year-old left-hander. That fastball misses downstairs to Bushberger. One ball, one strike. Smith, lefty out of Chicago, Illinois. Comes on in relief of Jack Aldrich, who came in to back up the injured Eric Sarantola, the starter tonight for Quad Cities. 1-1 pitch, rope towards second base, and over the head of the jumping Gonzalez into right for a base hit. So Bushberger on for the first time tonight. He's 1-for-3. Good way to jumpstart the bottom of the sixth for the Chiefs. And here's Thomas Francisco now. Thomas looking to make it a 3-for-3 night here in this at-bat. He's halfway to the cycle. He's driven in a couple of runs and scored one himself, a double and a single. First time seeing the lefty Smith. First pitch, a slider that misses into the dirt, almost into the right-handed batter's box, in fact, 1-0. We'll get you the final line on Jack Aldrich's night in just a moment. Francisco ready for the ensuing lefty-lefty battle, the 1-0. Another slider misses downstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Aldrich goes 3 1/3, a run on two hits, a walk, no strikeouts. Pitch home. Fastball hits the corner, 2-1. Smith, 10 appearances last year with Quad Cities, a 3.57 ERA. Back with the River Bandits Ball Club this season, and first time facing Peoria this year, as that one's roped, look out, toward the third base dugout. Sent a couple of members of the River Bandits roster scrambling down the stairs. 2-2 now on Thomas. Francisco Hernandez awaiting on deck. From one lefty to the other, from Aldrich to Smith. Trying to keep this Peoria offense off balance. Next one home. A 2-2 fastball misses, and the count swells up full. 3-2. It's a lineup that features four true lefties, and then the switch-hitting Mac Chambers. That was by design off the right-handed starter, Sarantola. 3-2 is inside. Nearly hit Francisco, but nonetheless, it'll be ball four. So he'll head down to first. Couple of men on to lead off this bottom of the sixth for Peoria. Second time they've done that in the last three innings. Third time they've done it in the game tonight. They did it in the first, again in the fourth, and once more now in the sixth. So here's Francisco Hernandez with an opportunity. Trying to keep the line moving as we get toward the bottom of the order. Hernandez 0-for-1 with a walk. He was left at third and back in the fourth. Smith kicks and fires. Hernandez shows bunt, and he got hit off the back foot. He tried to jump out of the way of a fastball that skipped up to him in the box. Hit the deck for a moment, but Great to see that he's up and jogging down to first. And that'll load him up now. So Buschberger to third, Francisco to second, and Francisco Hernandez down to first now for Noah Mendlinger. And how about this for a run-scoring opportunity on a silver platter right now for the Chiefs? Pitcher Smith is in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Has really struggled with the location fresh out of the bullpen for Quad Cities. Mendlinger a chance to break an 0-for-2 night. Here's the 1-0. Tapped foul up the third baseline. May have gotten a piece of himself as he flexes out the right foot. Takes a couple of steps out of the batter's box. 1-1 the count. 10 pitches for Patrick Smith now out of the pen. Just 4 strikes. Mendlinger asks for some more time as he takes a stroll, trying to get some feeling back in that right foot. Well, certainly did get a piece of himself. Catcher Emshoff obstructed my view for a moment, but very clear now. Back and ready to go is Mendlinger's all right. He's a tough customer up there. Smith ready for a 1-1. The pitch home. Mendlinger cuts and misses. Looks like it could have been a slider. It just fell off the table there from Smith. A good pitch. Ball and 2 strikes on Noah, the third baseman tonight for the Chiefs. Trying to come through in a big way here in the middle innings. The 1-2. Tapper foul off the dish as Smith came charging off the mound as Buschberger made a break for the plate. Looks like he may have wanted to shovel it to the plate with his glove, did Smith. Had no time to gather and throw. But the play doesn't matter regardless, as Joe McCarthy says foul ball off the plate. Mendlinger rolled one over to first in the second and then dropped down a sacrifice bunt in the fourth. So his last at bat was a productive one. Trying to repeat it here. 1-2, breaking ball, bouncer left side. Going to be a tough play off the hop. Jaquez pulls it down and throws to first to retire Mendlinger. A 5-3 put out, but the run scores as Buschberger crosses the plate to make it a 5-3 game. Both runners advance as well. Thomas Francisco to third. Hernandez up to second as Mendlinger picks up the RBI. That'll bring in Mac Chambers. RBI number 6 on the year for Mendlinger. As Mac will step in. RBI his last time. Going to do what he can to try and break this one open for the Chiefs as he looks at one outside. Fastball from Smith, high and away, 1-0. Infield pulled in now for the River Bandits all the way around. The 1-0. Another heater just off the outside corner. 2 balls, no strikes. Chambers looking to deliver. Lifted a sack fly to right, his last. 2-0 from Smith, down and in. Chambers skipping back out of the way of an inside fastball, 3-0. They do have a base open. But with Mike Antico waiting on deck, perhaps maybe that not the wisest decision to put Chambers on. Here comes a 3-0. That one inside, a changeup missed its mark for ball 4. Second walk in the inning. That'll prompt a visit to the mound. There's some light stretching going on down the left field line for Quad Cities in the bullpen. Catcher Remshoff has joined the festivities, as well as the first baseman Familia, as Patrick Smith has struggled out of the bullpen with his command. 18 pitches and only 8 strikes. The bases are loaded now with just one out in the Chiefs' half of the sixth, and Mike Antico to be the batter. He'll be the sixth man to hit after the frame started with a Jacob Buschberger single, a walk to Thomas Francisco. Francisco Hernandez was then hit by a pitch, an RBI ground up for Menlinger, and then the walk to Chambers to reload the bases. Lefty-lefty matchup, and Antico takes a breaker for a strike. 0-1. Middle infielders at double play depth, the third baseman Jaquez, but a third of the way, even with the bag between second and third. 0-1 to Antico. Breaking ball low by the shoot tops. 1-1. Double play is in order. Obviously, with the bases loaded, the force at any bag as well. Smith trying to buckle down. Here's the 1-1. Antico swings and bloops it foul, coming back right toward us. Kyle Kirchhoff, the voice of the Quad Cities River Bandits, nearly reached out the window and picked that one up. Tell you what, we've been ball magnets back here in the press box this week. Kyle actually got one that rocketed through his window into his booth. 1-2 to Antico. Popped up a flare to right left center field. This is trouble falling fast, and it's Bates to close in on it to make the grab for out number two. Had a long way to come. Was playing shaded a bit toward left center, but fairly deep. Had to come racing in as... would have been a tough play for the shortstop, McCullough. Really, it was Bates' ball to handle, and he did so. As here's Tyler Reichenborn now with an opportunity. Reichenborn a hit in the ballgame already. Sends this one up the first baseline. Familia plays it behind the bag nicely and tags the base himself to retire the side. A three unassisted sets the Chiefs down in the bottom of the sixth. They leave them loaded, but they do pick up a run off the RBI ground out from Noah Menlinger to make it a 5-3 ball game. Cody Schindler will be back with you in just a moment on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team's support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Surprise, top of the seventh. Brendan Howe back with you. Levi Prater back to work on the mound. Delivers a breaking ball that misses to start out Diego Hernandez in the top of the River Bandits order in the top of the seventh. 1-0 pitch. Oh, up and in. Got a piece of Hernandez, and he is down. Up and in with the fastball. Looked like it may have gotten a piece of his hand, wrist area, and he went down in a heap. Trainer came rushing out of the dugout to check on Hernandez, who flexing out his extremities. Certainly something you never want to see, but especially for a player with Hernandez's capabilities. had a couple of hits already in the ball game, and Levi Prater over to extend his apologies. Looks like Hernandez is okay and will give it a go to stay in the ball game. Pitch 91 miles an hour up and in. Could hear the contact it made. Still working out that right hand wrist area. Makes the walk down to first base. Certainly a positive sign if you're a River Bandit supporter or anyone, just to see Hernandez is okay and staying in the ballgame. So after the hit batsman, that'll bring up Parker Bates. 2 for 3, a single and a double, and a run scored tonight. Prater set and ready, and now checks on first base. Hernandez back standing. Some stretching going on for Peoria down that right field line in the bullpen. A couple of fans go sliding down the right field berm. Pitch from Prater. Curveball at the letters, taken for ball one. Kind of reminds me of, and if you're an avid baseball fan, you might know one of the more famous hills in baseball is in Williamsport, Pennsylvania at the Little League World Series. That's a spectacle. 1-0. Fastball low and away. 2 balls, no strikes. And you've got kids and families coming from all parts of the country and the world at that stage of the Little League World Series with the international teams. Got to bring the cardboard boxes and slide down the hills. The 2-0 is powered into foul ground right side. Francisco over by the wall to give it a look as it'll hit the seating bowl. 2-1 on Bates. That's a summer activity for you, folks. If you haven't been out to Williamsport, Pennsylvania, and granted, I should take my own advice and try and get out there, but Little League World Series, boatloads of fun out there in Williamsport. Prater looked to first. Now the pitch home, a 2-1 fastball, just a little bit high. 3 balls and a strike as Bates firmly in the driver's seat in this at-bat. 3 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the visiting River Bandits. 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Chiefs. 3-1 from the lefty. A tapper off the end of the bat, left side. Is that a roll foul? Count goes to 3-2. Levi Prater doing some heavy lifting out of the Chiefs' bullpen tonight. Working here into the seventh, following up Austin Love's five-inning performance. Payoff on the way from Levi. Breaking ball sits upstairs for ball four. Hernandez moves up to second on the free pass, and Bates down to first. He's been aboard 3 times tonight. First couple courtesy of hits. This one able to draw himself a walk, and here's Gerard Gonzalez, who's 0-for-3. Fly out to center, a strikeout and a grounder to short. First time seeing Levi Prater tonight. Showing bunt, pulling back on a breaking ball down and in for ball one. Crowd is thinned out a little bit here as the night has gone on. Just a beautiful night to take in a ball game. Chiefs up 5-3, makes it even better. Corner infielders Ian Mendlinger and Francisco. 1-0 pitch showing bunt again as Gonzalez and dropping it down. Prater goes to third with it, and he gets the out there. A heads-up play from Levi Prater on the bump. Knowing he had the force out at third base, he took it. And Gonzalez will reach on the fielder's choice, a 1-5. You don't see that too often, but you do right there as Bates moves to scoring position at second on the play. And now with one out, here's Cale Emshaw. Pitch from Prater. Fouled away right side. Nothing at one. And you don't necessarily think about that play to third base, but for a left-handed pitcher, it's much easier to spin and throw toward third rather than trying to do a 180 toward first. A one from Levi. In the air to right field, chasing Lott toward the line. Still coming on. He'll make the over-the-shoulder catch. And he'll keep the runners put as there's two away for Dylan Shrum now. Nifty play by Lott on the run. Sets down Emshaw for the third time. Here's Dylan Shrum now, who's one for three. A double and a run scored tonight. But back to that play by Prater. Not only is it a good heads-up baseball play, but it's also a convenience play for a left-hander. Prater wants a new baseball and gets one. A couple of strikeouts for the River Bandits DH as he digs in from the right side. Couple of runners on. It's Bates at second and Gerard Gonzalez at first. Prater set and ready. Looks to second, fires home. It's a breaking ball that nips the bottom of the zone for a strike. More fine work from the Chiefs' bullpen to this point in the game. Levi Prater trying to work through his second full inning and keep it scoreless. 0-1. Fastball up high, a ball and a strike. If you remember back to just a couple of days ago even, Wilfredo Pereira became the owner of the longest scoreless streak by a Chiefs pitcher this year. The previous owner was Michael McGreevy at 12 and a third innings pitched. All Pereira had to do was record two outs. He did that and then some, and the streak ended at 16 innings on the nose. That's the 1-1 from Prater is up high. Two balls and a strike. But the Chiefs bullpen, while they were away in Wisconsin last week, had a stretch of 22 and a third innings of scoreless baseball. They carried that streak into the seventh inning on Sunday. 2-1. Curveball sits upstairs. Three balls and a strike. Prater trying to buckle down and find it here. A walk would load the bases for Juan Carlos Negrete, who's on deck. Lefty ready. Here's the 3-1. Fastball just inside. And that'll load him up. Shrum's aboard for the second time tonight. Bates is pushed over to third, and Gonzalez moves to second. And that'll prompt a visit from Chiefs pitching coach Edwin Moreno. In a 5-3 game, there is no action in the Chiefs bullpen yet. There is some light stretching going on down there, so perhaps we'll see an arm or two start to get loose. But this perhaps just to go over the point of attack to Juan Carlos Negrete, who's 0-3. Ground out and a couple of strikeouts on the ledger for him tonight. Been a rough go of it, but one swing of the bat could change that and the game. As a base hit could tie us up. If you're just tuning in here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network, Brendan Howe with you, top of the seventh inning from Dozier Park. Chiefs on top by a pair. 5-3 in game three of our series. Some drama here in the top of the seventh inning as Levi Prater tries to wiggle out of a bases loaded two out jam. First pitch to Negrete, fastball high and away. 1-0. Just talked about the impressive run from the Chiefs bullpen, and now Prater will need to pull one out of his back pocket to work out of this as the 1-0 is popped up, foul ground. Antonini loses the mask. Over comes Thomas Francisco from first. They can't find it, and it drops in between them. Oh, goodness. Francisco trotted into foul ground and lost it in the lights, as you could see his palms up toward the sky. And Antonini just ran out of gas coming from behind the dish. It goes down as a strike, but that could prove to be costly as Negret looks to see another pitch. 1-1. Bases juice, the 1-1 pitch, up high, 2-1. Another fastball, Prater left it a little bit up. Got nowhere to put Negret. River Bandits right fielder trying to break an 0-for-3 stride tonight. Prater ready, the 2-1, fisted into center field. This is trouble. Umcon's Antico, and it's Hernandez to cut him off to make the catch. Fine play from the Peoria second baseman. And they leave them loaded. The Chiefs keep their lead 5-3. Time to stretch from Dozer Park. Cody Schindler will be back with you in the bottom of the seventh on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Here at Dozer Park, Cody Schindler back with you. Todd Lott leading us off, and he hits one deep into the night sky. It is gone. Lott trot time. His second home run in a Chiefs uniform. A no-doubter to the left of dead center. Came off the bat at 104 miles per hour, and the Chiefs now doubling up the River Bandits at 6-3. What a way to kick off the home half of the seventh. Had a Julie call to the pen, by the way. Welcome to the contest, Chase Wallace. First pitch of the inning was hit 400-plus feet. 1-0 swinging a foul at the plate. Count 1-1. Numbers on the year for Wallace. Does not have a decision. This is his ninth appearance. 13 1/3 innings. 15 hits, 11 runs all earned, 13 walks to 10 Ks. 1-1. Antonini skies one to right center. This one's going to stay in the yard. Who wants it? It's the center fielder Hernandez on a long run. Makes a catch. Out number one. Here comes Buschberger now. Buschberger, right-handed swinger. He says empty, one away. Now 6-3 Chiefs. First pitch inside, moved the feet of Buschberger. Count 1-0. Late kick and the next one. Breaking goal stayed high. 2-0. This pitch. Leaving a miss. Count 2-1 on Buschberger, who's DHing this evening. Next pitch, grounded towards the middle of the diamond. Shortstop ranging to his left, McCullough. He fields and throws to first, two down. Here's Francisco. He's had himself a fine evening. First baseman, he's reached all three times. First delivery from Wallace, missed down and away, ball one. Cisco has the batting average back up over 200, now at 204. So right-hander up and throwing in the Peoria pen as Francisco lifts foul and out of play left side. I believe that's Leonardo Taveras down there. On the strike. Wallace deals. Francisco tied up in knots, went down to a knee, but did not swing. 2-1. Right-hander back to work. His next pitch in the dirt. Also get a new baseball. The count moves to 3-1. River Bandits out hitting us tonight. 10-7, but the Chiefs lead 6-3 here in the bottom of inning number 7. Next pitch, chopped towards first. Should be routine for Familia, and it is indeed. He gloves and steps in the bag to retire his defensive counterpart. Chiefs get an insurance run on the solo blast from Todd Lott. Go to the 8th, 6-3 Chiefs on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ. Not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Levi Prater back out there. He will at least begin the eighth with a three-run lead. Felix Familia, the batter. He takes down an in ball one. Next pitch from Prater. Elevated. center field. Antico to his right, ranging into the gap. He chases it down. One away. McCullough steps in. Short tonight. He was at third a night ago where he made a couple of nifty plays. First pitch miss for a ball, 1-0. Ferris continues to throw in the Chiefs pen. Next pitch from Prater runs up and in, 2-0. This is a lineup that is littered with left-handed bats, switch bats tonight. 2-0 offering in there for a strike on the outside edge. 2-1. The starters remain the pitchers of record at the moment. Quad Cities did make things interesting late against Austin Loves. Here's a tapper foul to make it 2-2. Now ask for time. I think we've seen hitters finally starting to understand, hey, like, we get a couple of timeout calls as well. Let's use them to our advantage. We feel that a pitcher is getting too comfortable. 2-2 offering missed inside. We're full 3-2. Prater from the windup. The left-hander delivers. Sharp breaking bender that drops out of the zone. One out walk here in the eighth. Now, again, we mentioned left-handed hitters all over this lineup. Jaquez is a switch batter, so you have him swing it from the right side. That's his weaker side. Hernandez and Bates, both left-handed batters on deck. So it makes sense why you want Prater out there in this eighth inning. First pitch hit sharply to short. This could be two. Hernandez, Chambers, Francisco. Rock him up. A 4-6-3 double play as Chambers gallops off the field with excitement, and rightfully so. A smooth double play to get the Chiefs out of the eighth. We go to the home half. Chiefs maintain their three-run advantage. 6-3 the score on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Francisco Hernandez to lead off the home half of the eighth. Takes outside for ball one. Chase Wallace back out there. Surrendered the solo homer to lead off the seventh, but then sat down three consecutive Peoria hitters. 1-0 pitch is chopped foul just to the left of third. Jaquez gave it a good effort. 1-1, the count. Hernandez, he extended his on-base streak to 11 games with a fourth-inning walk. He's also hit by a pitch. He's officially just 0-for-1 tonight. 1-1 pitch. Had a good pass at him, but fouled it straight back. It's 1-2. Next pitch to Hernandez, grounded to third, Jaquez to his left, fields, and throws him out. One down. 5-3 if you're still scoring at home. One away for Menlinger. Left-handed bat, first pitch, a soft liner drifting into shallow left. It will hang up for the shortstop, McCullough, two down. Chambers the batter now. He'll get to swing it from the left side, his preferred side. He's officially 0-for-1. Does have a sac fly RBI. First pitch from Wallace, foul back. Got a piece of the catcher, Emshoff. Nothing and one. Chiefs jumped out to a 3-0 lead after the first. They've led ever since. One pitch, squibbed foul towards the third base dugout. Count is now 0-2. Offering strike three, ring him up. Chambers goes down looking. That ends the eighth. Wallace tired the final six men that he faced. Home run, the only blemish on his line. Leonardo Taveras will look to close it out. He'll go for the save when we return. Chiefs 6, Quad Cities 3. We'll see. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network, your home for Peoria Chiefs Baseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Leonardo Taveras will look to save it. Right-hander has been really good here in 2022. You feel like, I don't want to play GM, but feel like at this rate, he is not going to be in Peoria much longer. The numbers on the year for Taveras. He's 2-0 with a 2.81, 16 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs all earned, 8 walks, 29 Ks, 2 saves on the year. And Burl Dixon, a pinch batter, will lead off the top of the ninth. So Dixon pinch hitting. He'll bat for Hernandez. Remember, he was hit by a pitch in the seventh. Dixon, try to get things started for the River Bandits. First pitch, a strike call. 0-1. Ferris works exclusively from the stretch. She gets a foul back. It's nothing and two. The Chiefs bullpen that enjoyed nearly a week-long, in fact, it was a week-long scoreless streak just a week ago. 22 and one-third innings. Scoreless baseball from Chiefs relievers. 0-2 home, a wave and a miss. Tavares with a Mutombo-like finger wag after he blew 97 past the pinch hitter Dixon. One away, here's Parker Bates. Bates, he's had a fine ball game. 2 for 3, a double, a run scored. Right-hander Tavares, a late kick and the offering. Misses away. 1-0. Tavares, mid to upper 90s with the heater. He's touched 97 here in this outing. Next pitch home. In there for a strike at 96. Painted the knees. Little cheese at the knees. 1-1 the count. Kind of rhymes, right? Harris, late kick in the next one home. Wave and a miss. Disappearing slider. Make it 1-2. Game 4 tomorrow, 6:35 first pitch, weather permitting. Ryland Kaufman go for Quad Cities. Logan Gregg on the bump for Peoria. Tavares, a slide step in the pitch. Bates able to hold up on a back foot breaker. 2-2. Tavares, he led us in appearances last year with 41. I want to sit just 207 against him. Imagine they're hitting far less than that this year. Bates skies a 2-2 pitch in a shallow right center. Lot over. He gloves it. Two down. We'll be up to Gerard Gonzalez, who is hitless tonight. Ferris looking for a 1-2-3 ninth. An anticlimactic ninth. Right-hander wants to notch his third save. First pitch ground ball towards the right side. Sliding stop Hernandez to his feet. And he eats it. Would have been a bang-bang play at first. Not sure he had a grip on that baseball. Becomes the 11th Quad Cities hit. They've pieced together quite a bit of offense tonight. They just haven't gotten that big hit. Sometimes that's how it goes. They do have the tying run in the on-deck circle, so this game is certainly not over by any stretch as Emshaw steps in. He homered earlier tonight. First pitch misses low for a ball, 1-0. Stick around. Brendan Howe will have the postgame show following this one. Ideally after a Chiefs win. 1-0 breaker in there for a strike. It's 1-1. Said it earlier in the broadcast, but it would be a significant win for Peoria skipper Patrick Anderson. The Chiefs hold on. It would be his 500th managerial win. 1-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. 2 balls and a strike. Patrick managed 7 seasons in the Nationals organization. Racked up 477 career wins. Looking for number 23. The Cardinals org. This might do it. Emshaw skies to right. Lott moving to his left. He gloves it. And with that, the Chiefs win the ball game 6-3. And Patrick Anderson collects his 500th managerial win. Congratulations to the skipper. Not sure if he knows, but I'm sure he will find out at some point here in the near future. Chiefs win it, 6-3 the final. They've taken 2 of the first 3 in this series. And it's a nice start to a 12-game home swing. 6-3 the final. Peoria scored three times in the first and never looked back. We put it in the win column tonight as we double up the River Bandits, 6-3 the final. That does it for me. It's Cody Schindler saying goodnight from Dozer Park in downtown Peoria. Stick around, more to come. Brendan Howe will recap this one on the postgame show when we return. That does it for me. But listen to Brendan following these messages. Keep it here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network, your home for Peoria Chiefs baseball. Good night on my behalf. Brendan, we'll take you home next.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
It started out as a beautiful day. It ended as a beautiful day on the scoreboard for the Chiefs as they pick up a 6-3 victory, their second of the series this week against the Quad Cities River Bandits. And mission accomplished for both the Chiefs and Patrick Anderson, who earns his 500th career managerial victory. A big one, a milestone for PA, and an important win for the Chiefs as they pick up their 23rd of the season to improve to 23-31 on the season. Let's dive into how they did it. It was a big first inning, a three spot for the Chiefs. They drew first blood, and they would not look back from there. It was a home run for Mike Antico on just the very first pitch of the night offensively for the Chiefs that they saw. It was a home run to right center field that did the job for Peoria out of the gates, and then Tyler Rankinborn followed it up with a base hit. Todd Lott drew a walk. Aaron Antonini drew a walk, and then it was Thomas Francisco who drove in a pair with the bases loaded on an RBI hit in the first to cap off the scoring for the Chiefs in that inning. We fast forward to the fourth. It was a sack fly from Mac Chambers that brought home the fourth run of the game. For Quad Cities, they did their scoring in both the fourth and fifth innings. And in the fourth, it was an RBI double from Morgan McCullough, who's continued to have himself quite a nice series at the bottom of the order for the River Bandits. A two-run home run then in the fifth from Kale Emshoff, his second of the year. That was a moonshot out to left center field that made it a 4-3 ball game at the time. And we thought we were headed for an interesting one down the stretch, but then the Chiefs, they tacked on a couple more in each of the sixth and the seventh, thanks to an RBI ground-up from Noah Mendlinger that scored a run. And Todd Lott did the honors, finishing the game off scoring-wise with a long ball to left center field, his second home run of the year. That was the scoring in the ballgame, and the pitching was once again fantastic for the Chiefs. It was Austin Love with a rebound outing here tonight. Five innings, allowing three runs on nine hits. Did not walk a batter and struck out five. And then Levi Prater and Leonardo Taveras followed out of the bullpen. Levi Prater with a rather strong outing. He would work three innings, not allowing a run, one hit, three walks, three strikeouts. And Leonardo Taveras would get the save in one perfect inning of baseball. He allowed just one hit, no runs, and no walks as well. That was a good one for the Chiefs, a 6-3 final once again. Brendan Howe with you on the Peoria Chiefs postgame show. For tuning in a little bit late, you missed a good one, but join us tomorrow. First pitch at 6:35 here from Dozer Park for game 4 of the series. This game was played in 2 hours and 34 minutes in front of 1,800 spectators, 1,805 to be exact, on June the 9th. The win goes to Austin Love, the loss goes to Sarantola, and the save goes to Leonardo Taveras. 6-3 final once again. Before we get out of here, let's give you a trip around the Midwest League and check in with our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard in just a moment. Technology only works when you want it to, folks. Great Lakes, a 3-2 game over Dayton. They lead that one in the top of the sixth. That's in game 2 of a doubleheader, in fact, as the Loons already picked up one win over the Dragons tonight, 6-5, that final in 8 innings. Took extras in game 1 of that doubleheader, so some free baseball and then some in Dayton tonight. Lansing 16-2 all over West Michigan in that game. That was a blowout. And Cedar Rapids shutting out, or rather getting shut out by South Bend 2-0. Fort Wayne 5-4 over Lake County. And Wisconsin 3-1 victors over Beloit, who's been on a hot stretch as of late, Beloit, but finally coming back down to earth tonight against Wisconsin, who is back up to 10 games over 500 in second place in the Western Division in the Midwest League. Peoria earns their 23rd win of the year to claw back to 8 games under 500. Win number 500 for his career for Patrick Anderson tonight. A big milestone for PA, the skipper, in that first base dugout for Arch Sheep. 6-3 the final once again. Let's give you the final line before we head out. 6 runs on 7 hits, no errors for the victorious Chiefs. And for the River Bandits, 3 runs, 11 hits, and no errors. They fall to 20-34 on the year. First pitch coming to you tomorrow night at 6:35 right here from Dozer Park. The Chiefs will give the ball to Logan Gregg, and it'll be the left-hander Kaufman on the bump for Quad Cities. For the entire Peoria Chiefs media staff, for Cody Schindler, my name is Brendan Howe saying so long, and thank you for joining us tonight on this fine Thursday from downtown Peoria. We'll talk to you tomorrow with the pregame show beginning at 6:20 right here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.